Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand on this, what's today? Wednesday?
What a weird week.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Everybody's away. Someone new is next to me every day. Hi, Jones.
Hey, Beetle.
How you doing? Good to see you.
It's good to be here.
Good to get you out in the daylight hours.
Yeah, I don't love it.
You feel, of course you don't.
I don't love it. I like to
of course
lurk.
You don't.
I like to lurk in the shadows myself.
The Dark Knight is out during the day today. The Vulture himself is with us for the next 4 hours here on Zolak and Bertrand. We have some news from Shams, who did this video for Stadium, correct? Stadium.
Yeah, what are you inferring?
People where would
don't
you
know,
find
people,
that?
People don't know what Stadium is?
Where would
is?
You find that if you were looking for that, oh, I don't know, 2 days ago?
I'd imagine stadium.com.
Where do I go for that?
Stadium.edu, maybe?
Let's see if, I mean, we have the audio. We're going to play the audio, but I'm just wondering where. Nope. The website is watchstadium.com.
Oh, right. Watchstadium.com.
But when I go to watchstadium.com, all I get is.
It's a work computer, so be careful.
Let's see. North Carolina Duke story, Manny Machado. Oh, here we go, way down the bottom, this little video. Sham Sharania, Pelicans, Anthony Davis, discussing how season should proceed. I don't know if that's the right, is that the right video? I don't know, here's Shams. Have a listen. Oh.
I'm still told his four-team list of the Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Bucks still exists in that order, in that amount of teams, that group of teams. There are a couple other teams undisclosed right now that he would also consider. The Celtics, I'm told, are still not a long-term destination for him in his mind, a preference in his mind. So the stuff, you know, where the Celtics stand has not changed despite what David said over the weekend. Sources told me the Celtics are not in the as far as the long-term play, but listen, it's going to depend exactly on where the Pelicans want to trade him.
All right, so this again, nice sound effect. This happened 2 days ago in some bathroom somewhere where he filmed this, a video of himself on his cell phone. This is and was going to be one of the, like, best NBA reporters out there. It was Woj and then, you know, the understudy Shams. Mm-hmm. And now he's relegated to what? Bathroom videos at the airport? Where was this thing? Where was he in that video?
On Skype. Watch Stadium.
On Skype. Oh, what a waste.
Yeah, it's like Felger in his
what a
his
waste.
Back.
So now we have to
Felger
like,
piping
look
in from his backyard.
What a joke. That's worse than Felger in his backyard. At least Felger in the backyard sounded good, had good audio. But he says that Anthony Davis does not view Boston as a team that is truly a destination for him.
Well,
are you surprised by that?
Well, I would push back on Shams here a little bit. I mean, they're clearly top 29.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis told us the other day that the Celtics are on his list, just like every team throughout the league. That would be the Kings, the Utah Jazz, all those teams. I mean, he's on
Hornets.
He's on that layup. Hornets, everybody. He's on
Magic.
He's on that list.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'd push back on Shams a little bit, but he's saying they're not a preferred destination, which means he doesn't want to get traded there. So he's not going to stay. I mean, go ahead and trade for me all you want. But the message to Danny Ainge or the message to anyone listening is I'm not going to re-sign with you. I'm not going to be there long term.
Which just makes everything that happened over the weekend so phony, which drives me crazy about this. What is the point of that? What is the point of him telling everybody, no, all 29 teams are in the mix? What is the point? Why are we doing this? Why are you even discussing it?
My best guess is they're sensitive to the idea that they're orchestrating everything and pulling strings and that
he's just
going to...
I thought that's what they want. Well, isn't that the control that these players seek?
They want to end up at... He wants to end up in L.A., obviously. Look who he hired as his agent.
Right.
But I don't think they want everybody to know they strong-armed it. Like, they want to do it. They want to do it a little more secretive. They want to be able to pull levers and pull strings and end up where they want to go. But in the LeBron James NBA... You want to do whatever it is that you want to do. You just don't want to be criticized for it. So when Anthony Davis has to hear about how he's strong-arming the league and forcing his way to L.A., he doesn't like that criticism. Just like LeBron doesn't like the criticism he gets. Just like Kyrie doesn't like the criticism he gets. So these guys in the NBA today, LeBron's NBA, he ushered it in.
But aren't
they don't want any? They don't want any criticism.
Yeah, but where's the criticism of him?
There's plenty
if he strong arms his way to L.A., who's really surprised or all
everybody,
that upset?
Everybody go, oh, well, see, the league is rigged again. He just winds up with the Lakers. Here we go. What's the point of watching the NBA? It's all the stars clustered in one place. Like that criticism is a prominent criticism of the NBA.
All right, so it looks like Anthony Davis to Boston is looking more and more dead by the day. And anything that he said over the weekend that sort of had you thinking that we, you know, might be a city that he would be interested in, forget it. It's dead. It's not going to happen. Even if he does get traded here, I don't believe he'll stay. I think this is what
we're
getting
to. You don't believe he'll stay? So I kind of call BS on whether or not he'll stay. I think right now he's saying he doesn't want to stay, but I don't know. Kevin Garnett never wanted to come here.
Well, here's part of the problem.
Paul George didn't want to stay in OKC. Now he's in OKC, so it happens.
If Shams knows that he doesn't want to be in Boston, Kyrie Irving knows that he doesn't want to be in Boston, right? And I question whether Kyrie Irving even wants to be in Boston.
Well, so that's what I wonder if Anthony Davis already knows Irving doesn't want to be here.
And was his sort of thought on Boston and the Celtics at all influenced by Kyrie Irving this year? That's what I'm starting to wonder about Kyrie Irving. Is his, I don't know, I don't want to say that he's unhappy, but is him not being thrilled with his situation here and him possibly, you know, having meetings with the Knicks or the Nets, is that raising eyebrows elsewhere? With other players, other potential superstars for this team. Saying, oh, well, Kyrie, it doesn't seem like Kyrie loves it there. So, and if Kyrie was at All-Star Weekend and was actually in that hallway talking to Kevin Durant about two max deals and potentially going somewhere like the Knicks, the space for two max deals, what's the message that's sent to other players? You don't want to go to Boston.
Well, and you see guys coming out of All-Star Weekend. It's not just Kyrie. And, you know, guys around the league look forward to fraternizing at this game. Like, even like the Bradley Beals of the world were like, oh, yeah, I was down there. I was recruiting. Like, the Wizards are like, they're like locked in cap space for years and years and years. And even Bradley Beal at the All-Star game was like, oh, yeah, I was recruiting. I was trying to get whoever I could to Washington.
Right.
Like, this is what they're doing. They're all down there. They're all talking about their own individual situations and what's next in the league. Who's going where? Who's going to wind up with whom and what that means for them. Like, oh, wow, if Durant and Kyrie go here, what does that mean for me? Do I need to get out of the East? Do I need to go join up somewhere else so I don't fall behind? That's what these players are doing. I don't know if they're doing it right out in the open in the hallway like people think Kyrie and Durant were doing, though I don't rule that out. I don't put it past them. But that's what they're all doing. And hell yeah, that raises eyebrows. If Kyrie doesn't want to commit, I think other guys, look at how popular Kyrie was at All-Star Weekend. Look at how popular he's been. Last year, he was in Anthony Davis's ear. This year, he's flirting with Kevin Durant the whole time. Look at how popular he is. Of course, they all know him. They're all friends with him. They're all buddies. And yeah, they all wonder, why won't he commit to the Celtics? What's wrong with them?
I think that could become a problem. If Kyrie leaves, that in and of itself, not related to Anthony Davis, just in general, people will question in this league. Players will say, why did he leave there? Oh, it must not be a great spot. That's a problem. Kyrie could become a PR problem if he leaves going forward. And then you don't have Anthony Davis. You don't have Kyrie Irving.
Did you buy the Isaiah stuff as a PR problem for them?
And you're not to the degree it would be if Kyrie Irving left.
I agree with that. But like all of a sudden is now they're the beginning of a pattern. Like
small issue.
They treated Isaiah a certain way. Now Kyrie doesn't want to commit there. Now there's the beginning of a pattern.
Right. I think that the Isaiah thing was a small thing. Kyrie leaving would be a big thing. Because what people will say, well, what made him leave there? You know, they could offer him the most money. Could offer him a lot of cash.
Wouldn't their answer just be that Kyrie's a flake? Like, couldn't that just be the answer?
But do you think players are going to think that?
Yeah, maybe. Kyrie switched high schools. He was gone after like 10 games at Duke. I know that's, you know, he was forced to go there in the first place and he was hurt. He forced his way out of Cleveland. He'd leave Boston. Like, I don't know. Maybe
he forced his way out everywhere he goes.
Maybe they just look at him and go, well, that's Kyrie. That's what he does.
Yeah, he can't stay in one place.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think you're clinging to something there. I mean,
I'm clinging. Yeah.
Yeah,
clinging.
You are.
Yeah.
Because the easy and obvious answer is, oh, something's up there. It must not be in the greatest of places. Yeah, it must not be awesome like I think LA is, right?
Yeah.
That could be the case. By the way, Stadium Plus, $4.99 a month with a 7-day free trial. Should we invest in that?
I am perusing around the website right
now.
Sham,
send me the video directly if I pay that.
And I'm going to go with no. So if you're a big Shams fan, you got to buy The Athletic and pay for Stadium Plus.
What a waste.
$10 a month on Shams?
No thanks. You're good. You're not that good. I guess to get Woj on ESPN now.
I'll follow your tweets for free.
Yeah, I'll go on the Twitter route. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Flushing $10 a month down the toilet on Shams.
No, and so if this is all true, right? If this comes true the way we think it might, which is Kyrie leaves, Anthony Davis makes it clear that he has no intention of staying in Boston, even if he's traded there, and he has no intention of staying anywhere other than LA if he's traded there. It's not unique to Boston in that situation. Then the Celtics have the youth, and they have Jason Tatum. And your guy is Jason Tatum. How do you feel about that? How do you feel if Jason Tatum is your guy?
You're asking me or you're asking Celtics fans?
How are you
feeling?
I was
going to say, Celtics fans will talk themselves into anything. They'll be positive about it. They're like, oh, great, Jason Tatum. Yeah, sure. I mean, me? I don't know. I mean, I like the potential. I like the future with Jason Tatum to a degree. But I don't know. You hope he's Giannis or you hope he's Durant or you hope he's one of these other players. They're all going to be on better teams and better situations. So it's great that you have Tatum as a centerpiece. I don't think that's problematic. But now that you've stripped away other pieces around him, depending on what Horford looks like, depending on what Hayward looks like, depending on what Brown matures into, I don't know. I mean, Tatum as a lead piece is not bad at all. You're not competing for titles anymore. You've taken a step back there. You're going to have to wait. It's a great lead piece, but I don't know about the complimentary pieces anymore. Like, Tatum as a complimentary piece to Kyrie and maybe Anthony Davis. Now you're talking. Tatum as the centerpiece is you're far away from what people want.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Will join us momentarily. Adam Jones in for Zoe today. We're going to talk to the head coach of the Boston Celtics, who was just at spring training just days ago. I think maybe we should ask him about Jackie Bradley Jr.'s revamped swing.
Oh, God.
I asked Shaughnessy about it yesterday. I haven't seen that. No, I'm like, well, everyone's around the cage watching him, you know, with the tall jacks with that new swing.
I've been
up in the press box, you know, having a cup of coffee. So he hadn't seen
it. IHOP.
But he just dropped a bomb in BP. That's the word on the street down there in Fort Myers, Jones.
That's your ALCS MVP.
Just get yourself ready for a strong defense of Jackie Bradley Jr. from everybody in the coming weeks.
I've been arguing with those people for years.
It's just that now that he's going to have the new swing. There's something to sort of cling to there.
I'd say maybe he should have come up with the new swing a few years ago, but whatever. Better late than never.
Well, you know, he went with JD's guy there.
Yeah.
JD's swing guy.
Mm-hmm. His own personal swing.
Yeah, swing guy.
I'm sure.
It's like Brady's throwing coach.
Yeah, he'll start swinging. Yeah. A lot of quarterbacks work with Brady's throwing coach. They all throw like Brady, don't they?
That's a great point. All those quarterbacks, they turn into Tom Brady because they're able to use his coach? Probably not.
No, I'd say.
Do we need to practice the first question? McCone?
Oh, you're asking McCone?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to practice with...
Sure.
So you've got to play the role of Brad Stevens, where you just say, oh, hey, what's up, guys?
I'm right? Brad Stevens?
Yeah, you play Brad Stevens.
Wait, who's asking the first question?
McCone is?
I think McCone should do
it. Oh, McCone gets it. Sure, got it, yeah.
But he's on the line, so we'll have to save that for another day.
All right.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's Brad Stevens. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? How was your break? How was the time off? How was spring training?
There's a lot of questions there.
That's all pretty much the same thing, though.
It was good, and it was it's always fun to go to get away and take a deep breath in the middle of the season. And then just so happens that my mom lives about 10 minutes from JetBlue Park. So I get a chance to go over there the last couple of years, which has been fun to see those guys.
So you've coached on All-Star Weekend before, right? You're having your break now, and you get to see family and go over and talk to the Red Sox. But you've coached in the All-Star game before, and you've seen kind of up close and personal all the interactions, how players are fraternizing with one another and, you know, catching up with one another. How would you maybe characterize that situation, which seems unique, quite frankly, in basketball compared to some of the other sports?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I don't know if it's changed since we coached, and that was, I think, 2 years ago now. But we hardly ever saw the guys. In fact, we did that open practice, which, you know, was just basically everybody showed up and you shot a little bit, and they got pulled to the side for random interviews, and it was really nothing. And then we didn't see them again until, you know, 30 minutes, an hour before the game, when we're in the locker room. And so you don't really talk shop a whole lot. You don't, like, get ready with – you don't talk about what you're going to do in the game, or at least we didn't. Maybe that's changed. Maybe since they started picking teams, they've added a little bit more time for the coaches and players to communicate and get ready for the game. But we didn't spend a lot of time with them, and so I couldn't really answer that question. You know, I treated that a lot like I treat a normal All-Star break. I did what I needed to do. I had a chance to meet with a few people while I was down there in New Orleans and you know, talk hoops and talk leadership and those type of things. And then I just, you know, I spent as much time with my family as possible. So I would not know the all the discussions that go on.
Well, so have you had an opportunity to see or maybe at least hear about how here in Boston we've made a big deal about Kyrie talking to Kevin Durant, among other guys? Like, we've kind of watched it all like the Zapruder film, like, oh, what were these two talking about? Why were they so social? Like, have you heard any of that commentary?
You know, I haven't heard any of the commentary, but I would tell you this. I know Kyrie and Kevin are good friends, like, you know, and just like a lot of guys in the league, people have grown up playing against each other and playing with each other and everything else. And so I don't even think twice about things like that. You know, I think that ultimately, you know, it's a great, great honor for those guys to get chosen to play in the NBA All-Star game. And I hope, you know, and I've talked to Kyrie about this. I hope he always appreciates the honor it is, because I think that, you know, when you're a six-time All-Star, by the time you're 26, those things are really hard to achieve. And he has continuously risen his game. And so I think he should go and enjoy that weekend and see old friends and all that stuff. So I don't even think twice about all that.
We're talking with Celtics head coach Brad Stevens. You mentioned Kyrie played 25 minutes in that game. Should we read into that as him being fully back and 100%?
He was... from what I was told by our trainer that was down there, he felt really good by Friday night. Would have been cleared to play in a game that we would have played. And so went through the practice or the shoot around that I described on Saturday, and then was limited to 25 minutes going into the game just to be conservative. And so I don't know if anybody played any more than that. Usually in an All-Star game, people don't play much more than that anyways, but that's what I was told. And so, it was fun to watch and see him get a win.
Why was he able to maybe fly to Charlotte and then stay behind in Philadelphia? Is that something where he needed to get more treatment here in Boston? You guys wanted him to stay behind and get his rest. Why could he fly to Charlotte for the All-Star game, but not with the team to Philly? Or why didn't he?
We have a pool set up in our practice facility. And so, we have all the current pools and then the different ways that he could do the rehab without being on his feet.
And that you guys don't have access to that on the road.
We don't have access to that on the road. And if you remember, that was the Philly trip was the one where there was bad weather coming. And we knew that going into the trip. And also, you know, when guys are unavailable and they have lower leg injuries, often the best rehab is the pool. And so, We've obviously got access to that in our new practice facility, and it didn't make sense for him to go on a 24-hour trip.
Brad, when you look at the rest
Sorry.
Of your when you look at the rest of your schedule and the rest of the way, is there a winning percentage? Is there a record you have in mind that you think you need to achieve as a team down the stretch?
No, I'm much more focused on us improving. I think we've done a lot of good things here that were probably overshadowed by those two LA games as we went into the break. I think if you can lose three games in a month, every month, you're going to be pretty happy when the season's over. But we need to continuously get better. This is by far the toughest stretch of our schedule coming up, and it'll be a great test for us. And I think that this team needs that badly, you know, and I think that we need to see where we're at, you know, hone in on what we need to do to become the best version of ourselves and be ready to be that when April 15th rolls around.
We hear players, coaches talk often about, you know, how the All-Star break can come at a good time. You get extra rest. You get some time away. Gordon Hayward was playing so well going into the break. Maybe more rest would be a good thing to get away. I was kind of wondering if that's a situation where you look at it and you say, boy, he was playing so well and in such a rhythm, it would have been nice to maybe keep going.
Well, and he actually, so he's played, or he stayed back here in Boston. They just had a baby on January 24th. So obviously they're not traveling, and it was good to kind of catch his breath and be around his family and be around his girls. So he actually stayed back in Boston and worked out a bunch of days in a row. And unfortunately, yesterday twisted his ankle in one of those workouts. So we're going to get that reevaluated this morning. But I think he'll be questionable tomorrow night, not a long-term thing. And it's the good ankle. It was the other one, the right ankle that he twisted. So hopefully he'll be available. But I don't know that for sure tomorrow. I think that he was anxious to be in the gym the whole time because of the way that he had been playing. And, you know, just unfortunate that he was playing some one-on-one with Shemmy and he twisted his ankle.
So that's what I was just going to ask. So who was the workout with? It was with teammates, not necessarily away or with other.
No, he was with our coach. We did some optional work yesterday and some work really all over the place. And he was here in Boston with Shemmy and Brad Wanamaker and one of our coaches.
So when you say twisted his ankle, are we talking the same side as a year ago?
No, different. It's the right ankle.
Okay, right ankle.
The other
one. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not a huge issue by any means. We anticipate he'll be back within a short amount of time, but we have to see how it presents this morning. He just got done getting treatment prior to our flight, and so I have not talked to our trainers since then.
Were you aware that his wife was yelling at him to stop playing video games during the All-Star break? Because that played out on the internet quite publicly.
You know what? I got to get on the internet more.
It's a good place. It's a fun place, Brad.
One of the most liberating things I ever did was take Twitter off my phone about 3 years ago.
Smart.
But I do. I'm a little bit behind on some of these fun stories.
circling back though to Gordon, you know, we had speculated, you know, if he's playing so well, and it had been mentioned before, Marcus Morris is very open about, hey, if I need to go back to the bench, I would go back to the bench. Prior to this, and even considering this, have you looked at any lineup changes or alterations to the starting lineup?
Well, Adam, we look at that every week. That's nothing new. And then when you get into the playoffs, everybody's got to be flexible for anything. And ultimately, that's part of, you know, the evaluation of your team week to week. Our starting lineup has, for the most part, been the same, barring injury, since we were 10-10. And since then, we're 27-11, and we're the second best offense in the league, and I think, you know, sixth or seventh in defense with a good run here in the last 38 games. So I don't anticipate changing it anytime soon, but it's something you always have your eyes on. And, you know, when we do have injuries, like the other night when we didn't have Terry or Kyrie available against Detroit, you just have a lot of flexibility because oftentimes we've started Jalen and kept Gordon coming off the bench. But the other night we felt like we needed two ball handlers in there against Detroit. And, So that's just something that we're, you know, we're on our toes about, and we'll just kind of evaluate as the season goes on. But that starting lineup's been really good together. And then the most encouraging part is the bench has played. The bench numbers have really gone up in the past 6 weeks.
I'm curious. I know as a fan of basketball, you mentioned before, you would try to watch Gordon as much as you could, even early on in your Celtics tenure. You said mm-hmm. you DVR'd the Isaiah game the other night when he came back.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to get a look, and I know you guys have a game tomorrow, are you going to try to get a look or an opportunity at Duke-UNC Zion Williamson tonight? Is that something as a basketball fan you'd want to take in?
No, I'll be at the Butler-Marquette game in Milwaukee.
So there you go.
Our favorite team is playing the number one college basketball game in the country tonight, so we're going to go to that instead.
Okay,
I'm kidding. I know how big of a deal Duke North Carolina is, and what a cool game that is every time you turn on the TV. And I sure wish we were not going to that game it was a different night so I could watch. But no, we'll be at the Butler Marquette game. Luck would have it this year, we try to always go to a Butler game once a year. Usually we can get there over break and sometimes at Providence, but this year the only one that made sense, and we were lucky that it fit, was they play at Marquette in the same building we play in tomorrow.
Yeah, tickets for that Duke game are going at Super Bowl level prices.
Cameron?
It is at Cameron.
Yeah, it's like $2,300 is the cheapest ticket right now
in. That's got to be like a Marquette ticket, right?
supply and demand. There's only 9,000 seats in that place.
Yeah.
That is one of the coolest places to play as a visiting opponent. That'll be an unbelievable atmosphere. I've never been to a Carolina Duke game, but I remember when we were playing in the NCAA tournament my first year as a head coach, and Duke and Carolina were in different brackets, but their pod had them both playing in Greensboro. And I was thinking, well, this is a home game for both of those teams. And Carolina comes out and plays in the game after us, and it is all Carolina blue. And that's when I realized Duke playing in Greensboro is not always advantageous because it is a road game with all those Carolina fans in the stands. But at Cameron, at Duke, that place is going to be crazy.
Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck on the road trip.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks,
Brad. Brad Stevens with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I would tell you this. I know Kyrie and Kevin are good friends, like, you know, and just like a lot of guys in the league, people have grown up playing against each other and playing with each other and everything else. So I don't even think twice about things like that. You know, I think that ultimately, you know, it's a great, great honor for those guys to get chosen to play in the NBA All-Star Game. And I hope, you know, and I've talked to Kyrie about this. I hope he always appreciates the honor it is, because I think that, you know, when you're a six-time All-Star, by the time you're 26, those things are really hard to achieve. And he has continuously risen his game. And so I think he should go and enjoy that weekend and see old friends and all that stuff. So I don't even think twice about all that.
Brad Stevens with us just minutes ago on Zolak and Bertrand. Adam Jones and Brazil today. That was interesting to me. There were a lot of interesting things in our interview with Brad Stevens just a couple of minutes ago.
A lot in there.
A lot to get to, including that answer for Kyrie Irving, which I hear and think, oh, this is too bad. This is what the Celtics have to do with Kyrie Irving. This is what everyone has to do. They have to kiss his ass. That's what they're doing, because that's what these players need in this league. And I thought that's what's going on there. That's what's happening. We have to continue to tell Kyrie how great he is, how much we love him, how much we appreciate him, how much we are in awe of his talents, both on and off the court. We have to tell him how great of a leader he is. We have to do all the things that he wants.
So why do you think that is? Do you think that's because Kyrie, when I say commands it, I don't mean like he's literally asking for it, but just they feel like...
They feel he needs it.
They feel he needs it. They feel he wants it. Like
they feel he needs it, and they feel if they give it to him, the chances of him sticking around will be better.
Yeah,
that's what I think it is.
So who said this? Jim in the other room, you said it was you or Tom brought this up, that... Maybe they just do it because they think he's going to see it. Brad's like, hey, whether I'm asked to pump his tires or not, I'm going to do it because I want Kyrie to hear the clip, see
well,
the...
Does. We know he sees everything, so...
That's a good point, yeah. Right? So Brad's like, hey, you know what? Can't hurt to be like, wow, it's great that you're a six-time All-Star by the time you're 26. And knows Kyrie's going to see it or, you know, encourages Kyrie to see it. I don't like, see, hey, we love you're a six-time All-Star before you're 26. Yeah, well, that's pretty great.
As Jim was saying off the air and we were talking as it was being said, I'm like, are you hearing this? The other thing might be they feel not just that he needs it and they're doing it to be on good terms with him and increase the chances of him staying, but it's they're trying to pump him up, build him up, because they know when they do it, they'll get more out of him as a player. Sort of like David Price.
Yep.
Right?
Pat on the butt.
Sort of boost the ego, boost how he's feeling, put him in a good mood, get him feeling good, you know, let him know you got his back, and mm-hmm. that's when you get the best out of him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
That could be it, too. Could be building him up.
Sure.
They know when they do that, they get the best performances from him on the floor.
And apparently...
could be true.
And apparently you maybe get to keep him. Though it doesn't sound like, at least it didn't look like, I should say, at the All-Star game when he and Durant were flirting the whole time. It doesn't look like your chances are all that great now. So I don't know. I don't know why you got to bend over backwards to stay on the right side of this guy. He's that great. Like, Kyrie is a tremendous, tremendous basketball player. But I think there's a way where you can say you want to keep him and... I don't know, treat him like an adult and have some standards for everyone else on the team too, because the walking on eggshells and the constant pumping up, letting him do what he wants, not fly to Philly. I know they got a whirlpool and I know there was bad weather, but I'm sorry. I think most guys travel when they go on the road. He was okay to fly to Charlotte. I don't know how many whirlpools they have there, but you know, to me that I just wish that they were a little firmer with him. That's all. If you're a little firm with him and that scares him to a place like the Knicks or wherever else, then I don't know if that's the kind of guy you want to commit to anyway.
Who are the guys that are as talented as Kyrie mm-hmm. and are as good as he is and you can be firm with?
Well, I'm not telling you have to.
No, but who is that guy, Jones? I mean, you're making up a guy that I don't think exists anymore. There are no more Kevin Garnetts in this league.
Everybody
those guys don't exist anymore.
Everybody stays behind, then goes and plays in the All-Star game. Everybody skips out right before the All-Star game.
No, I'm just saying that I don't think that the way the Celtics handled it was wrong. Because, as you said, if you're a little bit firm with him and that still scares him away, you get the wrong guy. Then who is the right guy would be my question.
What if you baby him and then he still leaves?
Well, then I don't think you did anything wrong.
I do. What about the other guys in the locker room?
You don't think
everybody else looks at it in the locker room and goes, oh, wow,
don't worry.
Okay, I can walk all over you.
They're waiting to get babied, too,
okay.
Just like every other star in this league.
Well, okay, those guys aren't stars yet.
Tell me which guy, though. Tell me which guy exists that has the talent of Kyrie that you can be firm with and you can sort of, you know, make him do things on your terms and you can truly be his boss and at the end of the day, he's still going to like you for it.
Yeah,
Who is that player?
I don't know.
Is it Anthony Davis?
I don't know.
No.
Doesn't seem like it.
Is it LeBron James? Hell no.
Definitely not LeBron.
Okay.
That's where Kyrie learned from.
It's not LeBron. It's not Anthony Davis.
Probably not Durant.
It's not Kevin Durant.
Yep.
It's not Steph Curry. It's not any of these guys.
It might be Curry. It actually might be Curry. But there's not a lot of those guys. I agree with you on that. There's not a lot of those guys.
So I don't hold the team responsible for that. They are working under the conditions that they've been handed in this league. So should they, you know, treat him with kid gloves? Yep, they should. That's actually the right move.
I do hold them responsible for that. Because now again, what that message is going to trickle down to everybody else. That you might lose him either way. And now everybody else thinks, oh, I can do whatever I want. Kyrie did. So if you lose him and you treated him with the kid gloves and you're not firm with him, I didn't say boss him around and scream at him or you know, undress him after games or anything like that.
So what would you like them to do? Tell him he can't play in the All-Star game?
If he doesn't go to Philly, yes.
And say, what, you're not allowed? We forbid you from playing in that game?
Go.
And what
don't
do you
play.
Think the result of that would be?
Hopefully.
That would be instant, I'm gone, you've got zero shot of keeping me. You think that's a smart play?
Beetle, you might not keep him anyway. What do you think the odds are you're keeping him now?
Okay, I want them to do everything in their power to try and keep him.
I don't want them to do everything.
And if the risk...
I don't want them to do everything.
If the dangerous cliff that they may fall off of, Jones, is that Jason Tatum wants to be babied down the road or Jaylen Brown wants to be treated with kid gloves too, well, that's a problem you'll deal with tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is.
You might be dealing with it already.
You know what's a bigger problem?
I don't think it's a tomorrow thing. I think it's a right now thing.
You know what's a bigger problem? Losing Kyrie. That's the biggest possible problem you could have.
Well, you might have it
so
anyway.
So you have to do whatever you can to try and avoid that problem.
But scenario doesn't solve
it. You might lose him anyway.
Your scenario doesn't solve it.
At least you tried to keep him.
Yeah, and at least you tried to set some standards and boundaries.
I mean, you can't go the other way just because it might not work. I mean, you just can't do that.
Why?
Because you need this guy. Are you forgetting that aspect of it?
No, I agree.
You must feel better about what the other side looks like without Kyrie or without Anthony Davis for this team than I do.
No, I just think Kyrie's more gone than you do. That's what I think. I think Kyrie's more gone than you do.
So you don't think there's any chance they
keep him? I'm not saying no chance.
See, because I'm still thinking there's a chance. It feels like he wants to go to New York, but I still think there's a chance.
Okay. I'd agree with that. I don't think it's a great chance, but I think it's a chance. Yeah, call it 60-40, something like that.
60-40 he stays?
60-40 he's gone. 40% okay. He's staying.
I'd be more around the 50-50 shot. You've okay. got about a half. You've got half the considerations.
You're leaning towards he's gone.
Yeah, I'll say 55-45 then.
Okay, so letting him walk all over you gets you to 45.
Is a big chance.
Letting him walk all over you gets you to 45.
Let me ask you this. What other NBA superstar do they have a 45% chance at this offseason or any offseason coming up?
They probably have a 100% chance at Anthony Davis if they give up Tatum for him for at least a year.
For 1 year.
Yeah.
And that year will be useless if you don't have Kyrie here. The only way that deal to me makes sense, if you're getting him for a year and you know he's a guy that doesn't want to be here, is if you have Kyrie. For one, how good the team would be, and for two, the fact that Kyrie, if he's here and he's locked in and he's committed, well, that would give Anthony Davis to commit as well.
I don't think it would be that bad if you say, hey,
Kyrie is such an important piece of this puzzle. You have to do whatever this guy wants.
I would not do whatever he wants.
That's the sad reality of the NBA.
I would have a line
Jones,
in the sand somewhere.
Bend over and take it.
No.
That's what the Celtics are doing.
I refuse.
That's what they should do. They're doing the right thing.
No, I would draw a line somewhere. There's got to be a line somewhere. There's no line. Just do whatever he wants. There's no line.
Well, within reason. Within reason.
Okay,
you're not going to tell the guy, no, you can't go to the...
So I don't think it's reasonable.
You from playing in that game.
I don't think it's reasonable to bail out on your team.
That should piss off his teammates. It's a horrible look for him.
Good.
I don't think highly of him for doing it, but... If I'm the team, I'm not getting the way of it. I'm not blocking it.
Hey, Kyrie, go to Charlotte. Just don't play.
And that's why I think you're getting the answer that we got.
Kyrie, you're not healthy. So go to Charlotte. Just don't play. Why is that so bad?
How do we know that wasn't said?
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So bad. So bad.
Dude.
Can I get a Mario coin, DA? Please.
Wait, what did he give those out for?
I don't freaking remember.
Was it a hot take?
Oh, good point. Mario coin. Ding. What are we doing?
Hey, John in Medford. Great call.
Great call.
That is my favorite Jay-Z song. Ba-ding. Love the David Tyree catch. Ding, ding, ding.
Don't go there. He's sensitive about that one. He does not like talking about the David Tyree.
Yeah, I did like Super Bowl 42 more than 46. Ding, ding.
All right, we play that for this reason, and that is that Gordon Hayward once again, is being told by his wife to get the hell off the video games. This did happen once before. I don't know if you remember, and if everybody remembers, but back in August of last year, August of 2018, his wife came in. It was last summer, but I think it was right around August that it surfaced. He was streaming. Oh, you know what? I got to correct myself. It was March of 2018 that this happened.
About a year ago.
Yeah, his wife came in and put the daughter right on his lap while he was playing a game. He was playing Fortnite.
Oh, I do.
And she comes in, she's like, here.
Here.
Your job.
You smell that diaper? Here.
Yes. That happened about a year ago. So this is not the first time that his wife has been involved.
So until you mentioned the kid, I forgot about that video. But right, she popped the kid right on him. Like, hey, could you help?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I don't care that you're playing video games. It's your job to be a parent now.
Mm.
So that happened last year. And now this week, there's something else. And that is... him asking his wife if he has time for one more game. Have a listen.
Thank you for the $100 donation. It's Miller time!
I don't know what who this guy is.
Yeah, so that's not him.
No,
that's
this
not...
is like some sort of video game host.
How would you...
You kids know this. I don't know. I have no understanding of what this stuff is.
How would you say he was dressed, Beetle? Did you see the video of this guy talking?
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
I would say he looked...
But it looked like it was superimposed or
like
something.
Like a little macho man-esque? Like almost a little like wrestling? No?
I was thinking like 80s Howard Stern with the mustache and the big headphones and the sunglasses.
Good. 80s Stern. This guy's playing... And all you see is his little floating head and then the game. But Gordon will talk eventually.
Right. And the sunglasses are real. The hair does not look real. Or is he wearing a hat? He's wearing a hat in it. But anyway... This guy's like the host of the video game that you play online. I'm going to call him the host.
He's King Dork.
So he's running the show there, right in the corner of the screen. And then you hear Hayward. So have another listen.
Thank you for the $100 donation. It's Miller time!
What is that?
Who needs a sub to chat when you can drop donos?
What?
I got time for one more?
No. No, you don't have time.
All right, guys. I got to go.
All right, Gordon.
I appreciate you playing.
Yeah, appreciate
you. Come back and play again.
Absolutely, man. Anytime.
Hey, for sure, man. It was a pleasure.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right. See you, man.
What did she say there at the end?
Oh, I don't know.
What did she say?
Watching you play video games or something?
I'm not going to sit here and watch you play video games anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and watch you play video games. That's what it sounds like she said.
Or did she say, the Knicks have room for two max contracts? Maybe that's what she said.
She may have been, Kyrie's gone at the end of the year, so I'm not going to sit here and watch you play video games.
Yeah.
Get your crap together. You're not getting Anthony Davis, so stop playing the video games.
Trying to drop donos over here. Come on. Not in front of my friends.
Who needs a sub to chat when you can drop donos?
We're dropping donuts.
You're not going to be the coach's teacher's pet anymore if you keep playing video games.
I got time for one more.
No.
No, you got to go polish Brad's apple for tomorrow.
No. No, you don't have time.
No, you're not playing video games anymore. I'm not going to sit here and watch you play video games. We're dropping donuts. Come on.
All right, guys. I got to go.
How defeated is he? All right, guys. I got to go. The old ball and chain coming. Taking me off my video games again.
They don't fight him at all either.
How old is Gordon Hayward?
He turns 29 in a month. I looked this up earlier.
And he's got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he find the time to play video games?
Well, apparently he's hurt again, so he's got all the time in the world now. He's laid up with another ankle injury, so now he's got all the time in the world.
I don't know how he has the time. If I were his wife, I get why she's probably pissed at him.
Oh, I definitely get why.
We've got three kids, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
I've told you, when you have three kids... all young like that, hours of your life just disappear. And you're like, where'd the last 6 hours go?
I have one. I can't even fathom three. Like, I can't even comprehend the idea of three. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
It just where the time goes, you have no idea. Like, what? How is it 9:30 already? What? Oh, my God. Where the hell did the time go? It happens every day. Every single day of your life, that will happen. You just watch time disappear. Some sort of magic trick. So,
right, and we work 4 hours a day.
Right, we're not even at work. We don't even have to physically be anywhere.
Right, we don't have
for more than 4.5 hours a day.
Correct, right. We work 4 hours a day, and I can't even figure that out. Never mind Gordon Hayward, who's got like training regimens and, you know, probably needs like extra sleep and has kids on top of it and practice.
He's got to
like,
have a nanny. He's got if I were him, I'd have multiple nannies.
Well, of course. Of course.
Tom thinks she said, I've been watching you play video games for hours. How pathetic is my life?
Ooh.
I didn't hear that, but that's a. Let's play it again.
Well, so if T-Bone heard that, we should play it again.
Yeah, I can't. Why even listen to it?
All right, guys, I'll see you.
All right, see you, man.
How?
It cut off. My video cuts off. Tom's got the extended one.
Oh, the extended one.
Ooh, director's cut.
Director's cut. Nice. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that on the extras on the DVD?
I think so, yeah.
On the Blu-ray?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get the extras with that.
I like how the other guys like didn't fight at all too. The other guys were like, "Well, you have a girlfriend, so." Well, you know a girl, so yeah, sure, go. I'm not going to blame you.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful wife standing there pulling you away from the video games. We all wish we had that.
Go have fun with her. That seems sweet.
That seems awesome.
Yeah,
drop some donos, man.
Yeah, all you got the whole rest of your life to drop donos. Go hang out with her.
All right, have another listen.
My life.
Oh.
How pathetic. pathetic is my life, she said.
Pretty
wow.
Pretty pathetic when you think about it.
Wow. How pathetic is my life,
mm-hmm.
says the wife.
One more time.
One more. Wow. Play it again.
How pathetic is my life?
All right, guys. I'll see you.
All right. See you, man.
How pathetic is my life?
She clearly says, how pathetic is my life? That is undoubtedly what she said.
That's pretty pathetic. I mean, I don't argue that it's pathetic. I mean, I don't know about her life, but this situation where she's like, can you, I've been watching for hours.
I mean, it's hyperbole, doing? But we get her point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I'm on Team Robin.
Yeah, of course.
Hashtag Team Robin.
Yeah, who's on Gordon's side?
She
here?
Felt the need. She had to go on Instagram because she's facing hate from the video game community.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That show, yeah. I hope she loses sleep over that.
She
the video game community?
The video game community. She wrote, I was just reading some comments from people who were super offended for me on Gordon's stream yesterday. Saying he didn't have time for another video game when he asked.
It's not a stream. It's a Twitch lady. Figure it out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.